Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Jaden Daniels today. Kudos to him and some of his teammates. They were passing out turkeys, and they were doing some really important community work as we get ready for the holiday season. After being a part of the ceremony with the Commanders and some of his teammates, Luke McCaffrey, I saw out there, Jalen Lane among them, Jaden met with the media for the first time in a couple of weeks to discuss his injury status and the possibility of getting back on the field. Here's what he had to say.
Day by day process, you know, just kind of get back in the rhythm and things to flow. But if I'm back out there, I'm healthy and I'm ready to go, you know, I want to be out there. It's my second year in the NFL, and you learn a lot of different things, and hopefully I play a longer time, so it won't be my first thing going through adversity. If I'm out there, man, I'm going to give it my all. So it's going to be important. I mean, as a football player, you want to go back there and play and a competitor. And that's who I am, so if I have the opportunity to go back in and play, but right now I'm really just taking it day by day and week by week. You know, it's no really discussions of anything right now. It's more so just, hey, just getting back healthy and feeling back good. I'm been throwing.
Okay.
How close do you think you are?
Take it day by day, John.
50 Cent blaring in the background.
I was going to say, can we have some 50 Cent in the background? You guys have that?
So day by day and week by week, I kind of dismiss... First of all, those are antonyms. One of them means, you know, you could be back in 3 days. The other means you could be back in 3 weeks. But I also think he was just kind of saying, yeah, it's, you know, it's up in the air right now. So I'll just dismiss that part. But what I did find interesting in the money quote there that everyone's been reacting to is, if I'm out there, healthy, ready to go, I want to be back out there. And what he means by that, I think, is if I'm practicing and I feel good and I feel ready, then I want to play in games. He has not been cleared for any contact at this point. He has been cleared to return to the practice field non-contact. That's where we are right now.
So this is the variable that I am not concerned about. And here's what I mean. This is a football player, and what do football players want to do? They want to play football. I want him to want to get out there as soon as possible. Each time we've had one of these reports, and by the way, we've done this way too much this year, just as a personal bit of irritation.
What do you mean this?
Is he playing? Is he out? Is he hurt?
Well, it's the third time he's been hurt, and they are so terrible about giving any information that's meaningful and just telling you what's going on. So it's this gigantic guessing game of will he, won't he, constantly. It's the Fantana Panda Watch. And we've done it for as many weeks as we have this year.
Frankly, and again, they're far bigger fish to fry than you and I, but I will tell you, I'm sick of it. I'm irritated by it. Again, not him. He's not doing anything wrong. No one's doing anything wrong.
It's not his fault.
Simply saying.
It's just hurt.
We've done this dance far too much. But the variable that, as I was trying to say, is that I'm not worried about at all is the player would like to play. Every time he's going, can I play now? And they go no or yes, depending on medical factors and what's best and what's smartest. That I'm a fan of. I like that. So him saying, yeah, if I'm healthy, I want to go. And I'd want to prove as soon as I possibly can. You can hear that there in those answers behind the 50 Cent. If I'm trying to prove that I feel good, I'm feeling good, I'm getting really, really close, I want to play. That's obvious. That's clear.
When Dan Quinn came out on Monday And he said that Jaden Daniels was going to be coming back to practice, but was a long shot to play against the Denver Broncos. I'm paraphrasing. We'll play the clip in a second. But when he originally said that, I took that to mean he is imminently returning, because you're not bringing him back to practice not to play him. See Joe Burrow last week. When Joe Burrow came back to practice last week with the Bengals, they were ramping him up. He was basically a full go all week. He still didn't play in the game as they were extra precautious with him, but he's playing this week on Thursday. That was the decision that they made, was let's get him up to speed, let's push him as much as we can on the practice field, and we'll still take a little more time to keep him out of games because there's just too many things we can't control. But he's going to have multiple weeks of practice. Any issues that arise, any setbacks, we can reassess, but that'll get him ready for game time. That was kind of how I viewed him coming back on Monday, doing something. Now, we don't know how limited he is. Does that mean he just walked out there chewing gum, blew a couple bubbles, threw a couple passes right, while standing flat-footed in tennis shoes, walked off the field, and they said, all right, now you were limited today? We don't know. We don't have access to see that, to know that. Even the beat reporters that are out there every day can't really get a true feel for how much guys do or don't do in a practice, because a lot of the periods are just off-limits to the media. But I guess that's my number one wonder or concern would be, like, if he comes back to practice tomorrow, Wednesday, in full.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list, and prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Even if he's not playing Sunday, which we already know he's not, it's a long shot, and he hasn't been cleared for contact, am I putting the cart before the horse? Is my assumption wrong that this means he's in line to play against the Vikings? Nobody's really said that. Could Dan Quinn just be saying, well, he's back at practice? Could he just practice for a month without playing in games? Is that something that is possible? At no point has anybody said he's definitely playing. Is that weird, I guess, is my question.
Well, it's not weird for this group.
Even Jaden Daniels in that answer didn't necessarily say, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back out there. I'm going to be playing soon. It was like, hey, if I'm out there and if I'm feeling good, then I'm going to want to play. It's
open-ended.
Hypothetical.
Yeah, everyone's been coached there to do that.
This was the cut from Dan Quinn that led to me thinking we're going to see him in Minnesota a week from Sunday.
He will be able to return to practice. We had our first session today, but Johnny has not been cleared for contact. So, I mean, he'll probably be unlikely to play, but man, it's good to get started and get the return to play going. So that's a big deal for us.
I mean, he's calling it a return to play. They obviously think at some point he's going to play. Mm-hmm. Is it possible, though? Look, the cleared for contact is out of their control. Could you not be cleared for contact for 3 more weeks? Like, he could be on the practice field doing some limited things, throwing, running, cutting, jumping, all that stuff. But because of the elbow, they could say, I don't know, 3 weeks from now, he's right, still not cleared for contact. Now you're only coming back for 2 games, and maybe the team has a different feel on the whole thing if you're 4-13 or whatever it is, 4-12 at that point. So, I don't know. Yesterday, I felt like we're going to see him when we go to Minnesota, and I would still bet on that. But am I putting the cart before the horse here?
To a degree, yes. Now, but again, this is what their way of handling it has led us to, right? We've already done this. You just change the date where you go, okay, reading the signs, based on this and based on that and based on this nature of this injury, the 4 to 6 weeks timeline, that puts us, this would be at 5. So 4 would be too soon, and then they haven't said, but he's talking about the return to play metrics. We've done this dance so many bleeping times this year. Your assumption is correct. It is a very reasonable deduction. But that's all it is. That you're basing it, again, correctly, on evidence, what makes sense, what fits, again, in terms of the injured timeline. Like, you wouldn't say if you had a broken leg, yeah, I hope to see him in Minnesota. That wouldn't make any sense because the timeline's wrong.
Right.
A, the timeline's right. B, he's returning to practice. It's too soon this week, .. That leads you to believe, well, then what would that mean? Is it 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now? Next week makes a lot of sense.
So here's my question, I guess, to make this more succinct. They play the Giants on December 14th. Is it a lock he's playing by then? Because what I'm getting at is, you don't come back to practice and just practice in perpetuity without being cleared for games. There is such a thing when you're coming off IR as like a 21-day window.
Yeah, Noah Brown's in it right now.
He is. Almost never does a guy use the whole 21-day window. As an example, Will Harris's 21-day window just opened. He's going to play against the Denver Broncos immediately, having been cleared now and coming back to practice. Generally, you don't use all 3 weeks. Sam Cosmi didn't. Most of those guys don't. But I guess I could see a path where you could tell me they're being extra careful. He practices for a couple weeks without playing, and he's still not back for that Vikings game. But if you're practicing Monday this week and you're full go, let's say, potentially, by the end of this week, even if you're limited, December 14th is close to 3 weeks away. Is it possible that he's still not playing then? And if he's not, does that mean, with just 3 games to go, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles, that now they
then this actually, shutdown's possible.
Yeah, now they go, it's only 3 games left. He's ready to go, but we're going to shut him down. I guess all I'm asking is this a possibility, or is he definitely coming back? And the evidence and the proof in the pudding is that he's practicing. Does him practicing this week mean he's definitely playing again this season? That's the part I can't figure out. Mm. I think yes, but I've written that in pen, and I'm not so sure.
And you're going, should I have? Yeah.
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 It was his answer plus Dan Quinn's answer when I re-listened to it yesterday. I was just kind of like, well, there's no one really saying the thing out loud that I want to hear.
Right. Am I filling in with my want?
Like, I would like to ask Dan Quinn, and maybe somebody will tomorrow, but if I had one question, I would say, as of right now, barring a setback, is Jaden Daniels definitely playing again this season? And if you said, oh, yeah, we got 5 weeks left, you know, after this week, and he's getting close, okay, perfect. But I don't know that he would answer. Like, his way of doing things is like, look, we're not going to miss a mark.
And return to play, mark, yeah, the whole deal.
So let's open up the phones on this, 800-636-1067. Is it an absolute lock that Daniels plays again this season? Or do you think, even though he's back at practice, that they are still leaving this open for a looming decision, kicking the can down the road, based on either results or this idea that he has not been cleared for contact, and we don't know when that's going to be? Could that be an out that they have, that 2-3 weeks from now, that's still the case?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.